Blog Talk Radio.
Adams, you know, that is truly a thought to ponder, you may be thinking. Well, let's go on a journey together and discover and explore this very topic. Oh, how I absolutely love Monday.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment. Coin as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We're in our Shape Up series, which I absolutely love and I'm so excited about. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Last week in our series, our Shape Up series, we explored the power of a gift. When I tell you it was truly rich, I am telling you The nuggets and gems that were shared on last week were very powerful and thought-provoking around the power of a gift. Our on-demand library, again, is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow on your journey. So if you missed it, you want to reach on back to the archive. Allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes in today's programming around our subject. And then we're going to open our lines up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments around today's topic. This obviously always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, don't be shy to chime right on in at the appropriate time. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment, invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you, allow your cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, an email, go old school, send a message in the bottle of carrier pigeon. Bottom line, woo, I think you get it. We're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, again, we are in our Shape Up series, and we're looking at fear versus faith, the two F's, fear versus faith. The question on the table is your fear bigger than your faith? Is your fear bigger than your faith? Again, we're looking at the two F's, fear versus faith. You know, this issue of faith versus fear, fear versus faith, is one that comes up very regularly in my coaching practice, almost on a daily basis, actually, because individuals are battling this fear that holds them back in the pursuit of walking in faith and the desire to truly work their vision so they can achieve their goals and live their dreams. And this is the thing that's so important. We need faith. We need faith to be able to step out and work our vision, achieve our goals, and live our dreams. But so often, faith is lacking. So often faith is absent, and we allow fear to take control. And so we get paralyzed in the quicksand of fear. We get stuck in the muck, as one would say, of fear. And we are not able to move because we have allowed ourselves to get paralyzed in that fear. And so we don't do what's needful to actually step out. And as I stated, we need faith in order to work our vision so we can achieve our goals and live out our dreams. You know, so often I've heard it stated, I'm sure you have as well, have faith. Oh, just have faith. Have faith. Have faith. How many times have you heard that? Okay, how about this? How many times has someone said, you know, have faith. Yeah, that's important. But then they ask you the question. I'm sure that you have faith, right? I'm sure you've been asked the question, if you have faith. You have faith, right? I'm sure you've been asked that question. You know, at times on my journey at different levels, different stages, different places, I must admit, I have, without question, struggled with this battle, this tug of war between faith and fear, and personally, I can say that at times I didn't exactly always know how to move forward in faith, and I allowed myself to get stuck in fear, I was in fear trying to walk by faith. And so I want you to know that as I share the nuggets and thoughts this evening with you here on Motivational Mondays, that I too have been in this battle. And you know what's interesting? I find myself, I say I'm very optimistic. But one of the things that I have realized, and I want you to be aware of this as well, that you can be a very optimistic person and yet not walk by faith. You can be very optimistic. You can think great things, but yet not walk by faith. You know, I remember, and this was, my goodness, I would say probably in the 90s, and I use this as an illustration. I was saying that I was waiting in faith for a specific car that I desired at that time. And I'm waiting in faith, and I'm just in faith, and I'm just waiting in faith for this car, right? And we're talking about this tricky navigation, this tricky thing about faith is this, that faith is the substance of things that we hope for when there's nothing in sight. There's nothing in sight to confirm that. And so here I am on this journey. I'm in this place where I'm trusting and saying, hey, I have faith for this particular car. Yes. But yet I was just sitting. I wasn't doing anything. And the interesting thing that was my first real key indicator was that something was off, that nothing was happening. But again, you've heard the term, I've heard it, have faith, have faith, have faith. But the reality is we cannot do what we cannot see. I thank God for my mentors, Coach Allen Hattie Hollingsworth, founders of the Hollingsworth Boss Masters Program. For more information, you can visit www.bossthemovement.com. Why do I share that? I share that because I reference you can't do what you can't see. And it was my mentors that really helped me to understand this principle at a deeper degree, on a deeper level, that we can't do what we can't see. And at the time, you know, when people would say, have faith, until I really got a picture image of what that looked like on my journey for me, I'm just like, I have faith. Yeah. And I'm sure you've done it as well. Yeah. I have faith because it's a woulda, coulda, shoulda. You just like, I could have faith, right? I'm supposed to have faith, right? But what I realized, the wisdom that I realized is this, all about action. Faith is all about action. And I can really relate to that because coaching is all about action. It's about you having this gap and closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. But this is what's so key. In order to close that gap, you must move. There has to be a momentum. You have to be stepping something out. And the same is true for faith. That faith is all about action. It's all about movement. And so getting back to my story that I was sharing with you around this desire for this car in the 90s that I wanted, and I'm like, oh, yes, I have faith, right? I'm screaming it from the rooftops that I have faith, and yet absolutely nothing was happening. I was saying it, but nothing was happening. And then one day I realized that I kept saying it, but there was something lacking. And actually the reality is God spoke to my heart and said, but you need to go and apply for it. And I thought, oh, what? That's pretty breakthrough right there. I got to do something. I can't just say I have faith and I want it. I learned that I had to step it out. Faith is an action word that requires that we do something. and we do this, something that we do all that we know to do. And then we trust God to do the rest. Now, if you don't believe in God, you trust the universe, whatever your system is, mine is I trust God. So I trust God to do the rest. But I have to activate on what I'm saying I have faith in, and that activation is execution. So faith is all about action. It's all about movement. It's all about execution. It's all about doing something. Doing, what is the something, Coach Adams? Doing all that you know to do. Putting the seeds out there, planting the seeds, going out to the appointments, whatever it is, but you have to do something. And so when I finally got that around this car that I wanted so much in the 90s, and I'm saying I have faith for it, but yet I wasn't doing anything, and then I heard, go apply for it. Oh, okay, I got to go apply for it. And I remember very clearly that I went to the car dealership. I saw the car on the lot that I wanted. I went to the front desk, and it's quite a miracle story, actually. I went and asked for the finance manager, a salesperson never connected with me. I had been pre-approved, actually, for another car, but it wasn't the car that I wanted at the time. And interestingly enough, it was a competitor of the car dealership that I was at. And the competitor, I remember them saying, you know you're approved, right? You just got to come pick something out. And I had already asked them, well, do you have this car? And they said, no, I'm sorry, we don't have that car, but we have a fleet of really nice cars. And I said, well, you don't have what I want. Again, I was standing in faith for something that I desired, but I was very clear on what that looked like. And so I went and asked for the finance manager, and the young lady at the front desk, she called out his name and called me back, and he's looking at me like, okay, who are you? How did you get in here without a salesperson, and what can I do for you? Well, see, the thing about it is that was such a God idea, because the finance manager doesn't care about the price of the car. All they care is that the numbers make sense for their bottom line. And so driving this story home, I ended up driving off the lot that day in a matter of a short period of time. Actually, it was one of the quickest car transactions I had been involved in, and I was sitting there thinking, am I really in a car transaction right now? Because at that time, I had not experienced that, and it was unreal to me. But that was this realm of what we're talking about, of faith. The moment that I stepped out, things started to happen. And that's what I want to speak to you around your vision, around your goals, around your dreams. That this working of your vision, working means you have to do all that you know to do. Whatever that may look like for you, it's different for each person. But the bottom line is that you have to put forth the effort. You have to do some things. You have to activate on what you are saying that you are standing in faith for. So faith is all about action. It's all about that movement. And that, in essence, is what closes the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. That, in essence, is what closes the gap from this process of this faith being substance of things that we hope for. I have the hope for something, and there being nothing in sight in that moment, but yet you're holding on to that hope, that expected end. And so when you have faith and you're waiting for that expected end, You have to move in the direction of whatever that target is, whatever your trajectory is, whatever that desire is, whatever the vision is, whatever the goals are, whatever the dream is. You have to begin to step in the direction of that. Does it mean that you have all of the answers? Nope, it's likely that you won't. But as you begin to move and step out, there are other people along the journey that are positioned and ready to support you, but you won't make that connection with them until you move. So as we're talking about on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams today, presented by Inspired Media for You, faith versus fear and fear versus faith, faith is all about action, movement. Now let's take a look at even deeper this process of faith, because faith is very specific. Mm-hmm. It's very specific. It's very detailed. Whereas fear is the great justifier. Well, you know, I'm not going to be able to do that because of this and that, and you know, and I, you know, that doesn't make sense, and it doesn't line up, and that doesn't quite come together, and just it's the great justifier. Fear is the great justifier, whereas faith is very specific. It's in the details. Like I said, with the car illustration that I gave, real life for me in the 90s, I was very clear on the car, very specific. That's why when the competitor said, well, we have you approved, you just got to pick something out. But when they told me that they didn't have what was specific to what I was trusting in that moment, what I was holding on and having faith for, because I was clear on the details, then I couldn't move forward in that direction because that was not the right direction. I could have justified it and said, oh, well, they have me approved and so on and so forth, but that would have been contrary to what I was standing and believing by faith. And on our journey to work our vision so that we can achieve our goals and live out our dreams, we must have faith. We cannot reside in that space of fear, but rather we have to allow faith to rise up. Our faith has to be stronger than our fear. Our fear cannot be bigger than our faith. And so the specific details, and that is what faith is. Faith is okay with being very specific because faith is anchored in trust. And faith says, hey, I'm going to put it out there, everything that I want. Now, getting back to my story around the car, and this is kind of the anchor to bring and illustrate, continue to solidify this thought process that we're on this journey with today. Because, again, I was very specific. I knew the details of what I wanted. I knew what I didn't want because I knew what I wanted. Now, many of you, this is your challenge. You are afraid, again, fear. You're afraid to outline and detail and put forth all of the intimate thoughts and the ideas of what you want because you don't want to be disappointed. So you're like, if I don't put the specifics, then I won't be disappointed. I remember many years ago I was looking for a place and I got this cute little back house and the details that I asked for I got, but I missed a very key element. I didn't say in what area I wanted that back house. So although it had what I wanted and I missed a thing or two in the details, I got what I put in the atmosphere. And if you're not achieving your goal and living out your dreams, it's because you have not created the specific details. You've allowed fear the great justifier to talk you out of the specifics, because in your mind, you don't want to be disappointed. And so you'll just, you won't put it all out there so that you won't be disappointed. But see, faith is very specific. Remember the car, very specific. I was very clear. I knew the color, and I drove off the lot in the car and the color that I desired, because I was very specific. As a matter of fact, the finance manager gave me two options. And when he said the two options, he said champagne or black. I said black, because I knew that that was the color. Again, faith is specific. Now, had I gotten another car, let's go back into fear, it is the great justifier. I would have been justifying, well, you know, I was approved over here, and they didn't have on their lot that particular car, so then what do we do? We settle, and we justify why we settle. You know you desire more. You know your aspirations are higher. Do not allow fear to get you in that place of justifying less than what you desire. Did you hear that? Do not allow fear to have you to settle for less than what you truly desire. And then you get in that place of justifying, and you're disappointed because you didn't trust to have and get the desire that you really wanted. The one thing I can say is I was so grateful that I stood on what I desired. Why? Because that increased my faith in other areas. If you just really and truly fight in one area for what you desire, you will get a breakthrough in other areas, because you then now realize, wow, if I really hold on, I can achieve it. So when we're looking at faith versus fear, we've established that faith is all about action, movement. You have to do something. Do all that you know to do. Faith is specific. On the opposite side, fear is the great justifier. Faith is very detail-oriented. Fear justifies why I can't go for the details, because it doesn't want to be disappointed, so on and so forth. Faith is focused. Faith is focused. Fear, on the other hand, is easily distracted. See, when you know that you know that you know that you know that you know what you desire, you are very focused. It's likened to a dog with a bone. Ooh, that dog gets that bone in its mouth. It's focused on that. It's not letting go. And see, when you're very clear, when you know the intimate details of the specifics of what you desire, and you're willing to trust that, you now become very focused. It doesn't matter what's going on all around you. You get yourself in the zone, and in essence, you have what's called tunnel vision. You're very clear. You're very focused. But fear, on the other hand, is easily distracted. So often people become a jack of all trades and a master of nothing, easily distracted because they're not focused. But see, when you're on your journey to working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams, you have to be focused. So often I am telling my clients, what is your target? Get clear on that. Be sure you know what your trajectory is. If you don't know what your vision is, Well, you're not going to stay focused. That's a part of the problem. You don't know what the vision is. If you don't have a clarity around the desired goals that you want to achieve and the why associated with that, you're going to easily get distracted. And, you know, those that I have found, those that don't have vision, because vision gives you the clarity that you need to be focused. I often will hear people, and I'm really fine-tuning and listening. They'll say, oh, my gosh, that person's like a crazy person about their vision. What that says to me is they are focused. Now, the other person says, oh, my God, they're like a crazy person. But that's because they don't have a clear vision. And so don't knock the person that's very clear on their vision and very focused, quote, unquote, like the dog with the bone, because they know where they're going. They've seen the details. They've outlined with clarity the intimate details of their desire, the intimate details of their vision. Now, start right where you are, and it's different for every person. I don't know everyone that's listening in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams today, presented by Inspired Media for you. I don't know where each and every one of you are. I don't. But what I do know is that if you are clear in your vision, wherever you are, and you start right where you are, your vision is going to continuously evolve and grow as you grow, as you step out. When I think about that, my vision specifically, it didn't start out to where it is today, and where it is today is not the end. It's just simply expanding. And so as you step out and move, you will get greater clarity. So that's why I said start exactly where you are. It doesn't matter where you are. And don't look to the left or the right. What is this person doing? What is that person doing? No. Run your own race. And your race is uniquely different than anyone else around you. Our race is individualized. And if we're running it, comparing ourselves to others and looking to see what others are doing, we will miss it. Can you imagine someone running in a race and they're looking to the person on their right to see where are they? They've lost focus. And what do we say? Faith is focused. Fear is easily distracted. So when you look and see what other people are doing, you have now allowed yourself to be easily distracted. And if a runner was in a race, running a race, and got distracted by looking at the person to their right or to their left, and they're trying to run the race, they can easily fall and get tripped up because they have lost sight and focus on where they're going. The same is true for each and every one of us. If we lose sight on where we are going on our race and we are looking to other people and where they are, we will easily fall. And so stay focused on your race. Stay in your lane. What does that look like for you? Do you even know where you're going? Because, again, focus is all about having the clarity that you need and envisioning from the inside out where you are going. Because when you're able to do that, people can tell you and be well-meaning, give you advice or tell you this or tell you that, what they think. But when you are clear on your target, you will stay anchored in that. You will stay focused on that. You will not get distracted. You know, just today in one of my coaching sessions, I was telling a client, I said, I'm sharing this with you. These are my thoughts and recommendations. But you have to discern, does this work well for you? Does this resonate with you? Does this connect with you? You have the instincts in you. You have the intuition in you. You know if it's confirmation or if it isn't. I don't know the intimate details. Have I been professionally trained as a coach and put in the work? Absolutely. But that doesn't mean that I am God and I can say, oh, you know, and wave the magic wand and all that. No, I don't have magic powers. But I'm clear on my vision. I'm clear on my assignment. But I'm still human. And so each and every one of us, we have to evaluate the information and determine, because the person can be well-meaning. For example, well-meaning, I could have still misspoke if it didn't confirm with them. It didn't mean that I was trying to do them any harm, because I wasn't. But we have to stay true. We can get counsel from others, and it's wise to do so. But stay true to your vision. Stay focused on the vision of what you see internally from the inside out, what you have envisioned from the inside out, and don't allow yourself to be distracted. Again, it doesn't matter what's going on. You'll stay in the zone if your vision is clear, if you are focused on where you're going. Now, if you don't know, you'll be distracted time and time again. If you're feeling distracted now, it's because you need to really shut everything out. Shut and turn everything down. Go inward and fight to envision from the inside out, not from the outside in. Not saying, okay, tell me what you see about my life. Nah, 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 nah. No, why would you go to someone who is not the creator? Would you take your iPhone to an Android service provider to have it repaired? Would you take your Android to Apple to have it repaired? No, I would say no, you wouldn't. Why? Because Apple is not the manufacturer, the creator of Android, and vice versa. Android is not the creator, the manufacturer, the visionary of Apple. So you want to go back to the creator, the visionary, to envision, to crystallize, to get the vision clear. So what have we talked about so far on our journey as it relates to faith versus fear? And this question that we're examining, I want to remind you, the question on the table that we're looking at is your fear bigger than your faith? Is your fear bigger than your faith? Because when our fear is bigger than our faith, as we've discussed, we can easily justify things, and that justification allows us to stay in that place of fear. And oftentimes when we're justifying it, we get into that place of victim. Oh, woe is me. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. You don't know what I'm dealing with. I don't have options. Womp, womp, womp. We always have options. Now, we may not. The reality is this. We may not pursue the options, but we always have options. I have to be transparent. I've been guilty for not pursuing options, but I couldn't sit back and be victimized. Yeah, woe is me. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. If I didn't pursue the options, there are always options available. But oftentimes what prevents us from pursuing the options is this little four-letter word known as fear. You know, it's been stated that fear is, quote-unquote, this false evidence appearing real. Fear. False evidence appearing real. So when we allow this false evidence that appears real to stop us in our tracks, we will not walk by faith. We will not pursue that substance of hope because that substance of hope, it's like, oh, my God, there's nothing in sight. I don't know how to quite see this. I hope, okay, how do I navigate through that? And so that is where faith comes in, that we don't have the sight in that moment to see on the outside because it's all internal based on what we have envisioned. So faith versus fear. Faith is all about action, movement, doing something, doing all that you know to do. That is what faith is. Execution activates our faith. Faith is specific. Fear is the great justifier, as you've heard me saying. Faith deals with all of the details, has no problem with putting a declaration on the detail because there is an expectation that I'm going to get what I desire. Fear will justify why you can't get what you desire, and so you'll get stuck in the fear and get paralyzed and won't move. Faith is focused. Faith is clear on the trajectory, the target. Faith stays locked in. It's like a missile that has been locked into the location. You can move that location, but that missile that has been locked in on that target, it's going to hit that target. So when you are focused, you have to know clearly what the target is. If not, fear will distract you, and fear is easily distracted. Faith is patient. Oh, my gosh. Now, this is one of the most difficult areas, this stage of patience, whereas fear is anxious. Fear is anxious. Faith is patient. Well, see, this is the thing about fear. Fear, being anxious, it is rooted in doubt. It questions, oh, my God, is that, can I, will I? It's all of this doubt. And so it becomes anxious, whereas faith is anchored in trust. Faith is anchored in trust, trust around the vision that no matter what, the vision will happen. It may tarry, but it's going to come. It's going to surely happen. But the only way that you can hold on is if you're focused, if you know the specifics, if you truly have that anchor in your trust in a source that's greater than you. And for me, that is God. What are you trusting in? I would love to hear that. You know, I'm going to pause there because it's so amazing how quickly time flies, and I would love to give you, our global listening audience, the opportunity. This is the time in our program when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in, being your laptop or iPad or what have you. You need to actually dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. I would so love to hear your feedback. If you have a question or comment, now is the time. As I transition to the lines, I see we do have a caller. Thank you, caller, for jumping in today. Area code 707, last four digits, 2214. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What's your question or comment?
Greetings, Coach, Lady Tabitha. I am taking notes, copious notes, okay? My question, well, actually,
I love
comment.
It.
It's a comment. I'm telling you, I have my notepad out, and you are redefining, helping me code my success for 2022 as I listen to you talk about faith versus fear. It's hit me in a different way than ever, and I really appreciate it. And I also want to tell you, I appreciate you repeating the same thing over and over and over and over. You know, it's really impactful to my brain and my spirit when you say it over and over as I take notes. I just wanted to chime in and say thank you so much for being so faithful, so detailed with your teaching, right on target. And you're so right. So I'm just excited right now, as you can hear in my voice. I just jumped right in because I thought, wow. And then you talked about the car situation. I've heard when you're teaching tonight, and I'm so grateful to God, teaching tonight, you're saying faith is an action. And I just heard it in a different way. Said, and if you're not taking that action, that means that fear is in there and it's distracting you and it's causing anxiety, you know. So it's the root is doubt. So every word that you're saying, Coach, is just hitting right there in my spirit, in my mind, and instructing me how to move forward in my life, affecting my personal life, my ministry, and my business. Thank you, Coach.
Wow, thank you. I so appreciate you, Lady Tabitha. One, thank you for tuning in, and thank you for sharing the richness of what you're taking away. I want to ask you this. Is there one particular area that is standing out the most? I know you said faith is action. That's something. Is that what you've really gotten? Is there something else that maybe stood out for you? I'm just curious. I love the takeaways. You know how I do that.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I got to tell you, there's several, but just asking myself a simple question, is your fear bigger than your faith? As a believer, and I have been, you know, following God all my life. At this point in life, when I ask myself that question, there should be no teeter-totter or no doubt. So first of all, you posing the question, and that I must be crystal clear on my target. So I'm going to say everything that you talked about, but just asking myself that question and then you breaking it down in detail, the difference in different words that not necessarily the Bible puts it, or God has given you a special, unique way to deliver the message so that us adult learners and entrepreneurs can examine and assess our life and our situation and go on a very deep level. So I know I said a lot there, but that's kind of where my brain is right now.
No, and I appreciate that, and I thank you so much for the added feedback. I really appreciate it because I'm constantly evaluating, is my faith or my fear greater? Which is greater? Is my fear greater than my faith? Is my faith greater than my fear? Because that shows the actions that I take. I thank you so much, mm-hmm. Lady Tabitha, for chiming in, for tuning in, and being so faithful to Motivational Monday. So appreciate you. If you'll do me a favor, hit 1 on your telephone keypad to remove yourself from the host queue, 1 on your telephone keypad. The lines are still open, and it is an opportunity for you. Would love to hear your thoughts for those that are listening in. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. As we continue in the minutes that we have remaining in today's broadcast, I want to share with you a couple of things. One, I want you to know that I want to be on your team. I really do. And I understand the importance of that intentionality, because in order for us to walk by faith, we must be intentional about growing our faith. In order for me to walk by faith, I must be intentional in my efforts to grow in my faith. And when I am intentional, my recovery time becomes quicker and quicker. For example, what am I saying? Something that may have taken you 2 months to move on, when you increase and grow and develop and you have that intentionality around growing your, something that may have taken you 6 months, 4 months, 2 months, you decrease that recovery time. It becomes less and less. So what may have been 4 months is now it takes you a month, and that month becomes 3 weeks, and those 3 weeks become two, and the two becomes one, and the one becomes 4 days, and the 4 days becomes 2 days, and the 2 days becomes a day, and the day becomes hours. Your recovery time, as you grow and flex and build those muscles of faith, now becomes less and less. It takes you move more quickly at a rapid pace. So as we wind down today, I want to share with you my special offer for closing out this year. For those of you that are listening in, I want you to know that I have a coaching offer for you through my Impact 100. My Impact 100 is I am committed to assisting 100 individuals on their personal and professional growth journey. And I want you to know that I'm doing that through the amazing, powerful gift of empowerment that I have available for you. New and recurring clients receive 15% off of all of my coaching programs. If you join in partnership, literally you have to act now. Remember, we said faith is what? An action word that you have to execute, move on. And so you have to act now and secure your space by the 31st. That is the last day to receive the 15% off, but it is available for you. And I have a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to win with one-on-one coaching, group coaching, my private mastermind, my lifestyle growth plan, various things that are available for you in my full circle of empowerment. Of course, every Monday without fail, we're right here on Motivational Monday. This is your jump start of the week with your motivation and inspiration to get you going. So know that we have so much support that's available for you. And I want you to know that we spoke about the importance of focus. Don't lose focus on your goals. But in order for you to have that focus, you must envision and know, what do my goals look like? What does my vision look like? What am I trying to achieve? What do my dreams look like? What are the desires? And I know I've said this on more than one occasion, but I have to put it out there again. You have to ask yourself the question, what am I willing to do differently to get greater results? You know, if you're sitting where you are and you're thinking, I want greater results in this new year, which is fastly approaching in days. But now is the time. Really and truly, when you think about it, now is the time to position yourself. We're going to say Happy New Year's in a couple of days, and we'll cross the threshold from 2021 into 2022. But now is the perfect time for you to join in a winning partnership, to get the support that you need so that you are already in position. You're not waiting to get in position. You are in position. You're getting that tunnel focus now. You're already there. And so give our offices a call. Give our team a call at 310-289-2101 to take advantage of the full circle of empowerment that I have available. In closing, I want to encourage you, if you're not already a part of our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, that it is an open group on social media. Maybe you didn't ask a question or make a comment today because of whatever the reasons were, but you want to still be able to do that, our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum through our social media platform of Facebook gives you the opportunity to be able to do that, because I really and truly want to support you. I want to hear from you. Maybe you have a challenging thought that you would like to see empowerment come forth on, a show idea, topic, guest. You want to interact with us, that would be the place for you to do so. I want you to know that we, Inspire Media for You, and I, Coach Adams, appreciate you, our global listening audience. We appreciate you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with yours truly today, Coach Adams. We don't take the fact that you paused for this hour of empowerment lightly. You could have been doing anything with this hour in your Monday, and you opted to pause and connect here on the airwaves to receive motivation and inspiration to jumpstart your week. And we don't take that lightly or for granted. It is an honor for me to share with you. So thank you so much for tuning in, because I do this for you. I pay to be on the airwaves for you to be able to give you empowerment on a weekly basis. And I've been on the air now for 7 years, and I'm proud to be able to say that I have stayed faithful and consistent to the vision that was given. I'm very clear on what it is. People will tell me to do different things, but I'm clear on what that looks like. And it is bringing empowerment that supports your mind, body, and soul. And you'll hear more about opportunities around that topic specifically throughout the year, as we will have 6 different wellness opportunities for you that connect with you being better in your temple, so that you have the greater capacity for the vision that you are fighting to birth and move to the next level for achieving those goals and living out your dreams ultimately with our global wellness coders. So stay tuned for that, as we'll have our opportunities throughout the year. You know, I so appreciate you tuning into Motivational Mondays. And if you're interested, again, in any of our Full Circle of Empowerment, give our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Maybe you're tuning in for the first time today and you're thinking, okay, somebody told me to listen. Who is this, Coach Adams? Visit my website at coachadams.com, coachadams.com. Again, I have a Full Circle of Empowerment to support you, and I thank you for tuning in. Know that all of the resources that we have by way of the Full Circle of Empowerment are designed to give you empowering tools so that you can win in your life on your journey, and that you would become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally, so that you can work it now. And know that I am here and I desire to be on your team, and I encourage you, don't miss a single episode. Set your timer. We'll be here every week faithfully for you, and looking forward to the great content and programming that will release in 2022. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I leave you with this. I coach and you win.